From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It was the final debate before Tuesday's Florida primary, and the two Republican presidential candidates who appear to be in the lead made it testy and memorable. Moderator Wolf Blitzer took on an animated Newt Gingrich over Gingrich's attacks on Mitt Romney.
Mr. Speaker, you made an issue of this week when you said that he lives in a world of Swiss bank and Cayman Island bank accounts. I didn't say that. You did.
I did, and I'm perfectly happy to say that on an interview on some TV show, but this is a national debate where you have a chance to get the four of us to talk about a whole range
but
of
if
issues.
You make a serious accusation against Governor Romney like that, you need to explain that.
And Romney sailed into Gingrich over Gingrich's comments that Romney is anti-immigration.
Having differences of opinions on issues does not justify labeling people with highly charged epithets.
Ron Paul said the country can't deal with immigration without dealing with the economy. Rick Santorum promoted enforcement of immigration laws and requirements that employers verify employee status. President Obama speaks at the University of Michigan today. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president will focus on ways to keep college more affordable.
All week, the president's been talking about how to create a healthy and sustainable economy. He says one key ingredient is a well-trained workforce.
Getting people the education and the training that they need so that they're prepared for the jobs of today and ready to compete for the jobs of tomorrow.
For many Americans, though, the cost of college is getting out of reach. In addition to expanding federal aid, Mr. Obama is warning schools that don't keep tuition in check, they may see federal dollars shifted to schools that offer a better value. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Detroit.
A federal judge is stopping short of ordering BP to be responsible for all legal claims resulting from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the ruling comes as a huge federal trial over liability for the spill is set to begin next month in Louisiana.
U.S. District Judge Carl Barbier of New Orleans rejected parts of a claim from rig owner Transocean that its contract with BP called for the oil giant to pay for all legal claims resulting from the disaster. Barbier ruled that BP must cover any compensatory damages for pollution, but said Transocean is still responsible for any punitive damages or civil fines that may come as a result of ongoing litigation and federal investigations. The April 2010 explosion of the Deepwater Horizon killed 11 rig workers and spewed nearly 5 million barrels of oil into the Gulf. BP owned and operated the well using Transocean's offshore rig. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
It will be up to lawmakers to say yes or no to Defense Department plans to reorganize and slim down. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta wants to cut the size of the Army and Marines to help achieve congressionally mandated spending cuts and refocus attention on the Pacific. This is NPR News. An electric car battery maker that received a $100 million grant from the federal government has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The company is called EnerOne, and it makes a variety of energy storage devices. One of its subsidiaries, called EnerDel, received a $118 million grant from the Department of Energy in 2009. Critics of the Obama administration say it is yet another example of a government grant that went sour, much like the case of the California-based Solyndra. However, unlike Solyndra, which shut down entirely, EnerOne says its business will proceed as usual and that it plans no layoffs. Company officials say the Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which it initiated voluntarily, was due to low demand for electric vehicles. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
The family of the late Penn State football coach Joe Paterno enters his memorial service to applause from admirers. Admirers of the famed 46-season Penn State coach praised his grace and decency. Phil Knight, the head of Nike, addressed the humiliating end of Paterno's career, being fired over questions about how he'd handled accusations of sexual abuse of boys by his assistant coach. Knight called investigators into question.
Whatever the details of the investigation are, this much is clear to me. If there is a villain in this tragedy, it lies in that investigation, not in Joe Paterno's response to it.
Paterno's son, Jay, summed it up this way.
Joe Paterno left this world with a clear conscience.
Despite the sex abuse scandal, the young Paterno said his father leaves a positive legacy through the people he reached. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.